big wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, dolls.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's big wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
Hey, we're back on the podcast, and today we have a guest who, she's got her own podcast, so this is like both of our podcasts.
Yeah.
Kristen Cavallari, everybody.
Hey, girl.
Hey.
We need to do this more often.
Yeah.
We got to be like hitting the town, you guys, because I'm busy, you're busy, we got to strike. What do the kids say?
Strike while it's hot.
That.
Slay, mama.
My kids say that. I feel like I'm too old to say that, even though I know I look like I'm 25.
You're like not old.
I know.
You've been around.
I'm part of the OG reality TV squad.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're from Traitors, but before that,
I've been on lots of shows.
Like, yeah.
I was on The Bachelor, and then I became a lesbian.
Which, that is crazy to me, because who goes and dates, like, 30 men? By the way, that's my dream.
Literally.
And then you just, like, got married to a woman?
Yeah, I just got married to Robbie, who's the love of my life. I love you, BB.
Congrats. Talk about an unlikely duo.
No.
I mean, I think you shocked everybody when you got into the gay side. You know what I'm saying?
If you go in a room with 30 men and try to date them, you will turn gay. Like, I don't make the science, but like, men suck. So times 30.
Yeah.
Okay. Times 30. Yeah. You're going to be like, I guess I don't want to be around any of these guys. And I just want to be with someone who makes me feel good. And women make you feel better than men.
I'm not going to say that I love all men, because I've had my fair share of different men that I've dated.
Yeah. Are you divorced or?
Yeah. Divorced from Jay.
Yeah.
Which is the father of my children. And then I was with that 24-year-old hottie Montana boy. And now right. I'm single.
Yeah.
Yeah.
24 is like, I mean.
Yeah, but if you saw him, he was hot.
Have you ever been
abs for days
with a woman?
Never. I mean, yeah, back in the day in Laguna Beach. Like, we played like 7 minutes in heaven.
Yeah.
My first kiss was a girl.
Did you watch The Traitors?
I watched a couple of episodes, but I've been busy because I'm on freaking tour.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Congrats.
Yeah. My podcast, Let's Be Honest, is on tour right now. We've got a couple cities. I just did Chicago.
How did it go?
Chicago was so fun. I don't know if you guys saw, but I was in a little mini black dress. I am so freaking hot.
You can't go wrong
you
with
can't.
A little mini black dress.
Like, you can't.
People are saying I was like the fashion queen of the Traitors.
I'm obsessed with your fashion. I'm basic, bitch. So like this I could never even do, but this I'm obsessed.
This old thing, this is nothing.
Yeah, that old thing, that little dusty old dress. It looks amazing.
Thanks. Yeah, it was really fun, like being like Scottish, you know, like.
Yeah. Is that where you guys filmed?
Yeah. Yeah. And I was really inspired by like the plaid and like the leather and like, you know.
Yeah.
I just wanted to look hot, because then it would distract people if I was a traitor or a faithful.
I don't think I could play that game, because like. I am so obvious. Like, I could not lie. You know what I mean?
You'd be so funny on the show.
I would just be like, I don't know who's a traitor, who's not. Are you a faithful? And those challenges, I can't do it.
Yeah, it's tough. They take your phone away. So, like,
yeah.
You literally have to just, like, be with your thoughts. So you have to make friends. You have to, like, be with yourself. And then you get, yeah. like, one phone call a week, like, jail. And you can call whoever you want. And so I called my girlfriend, who's now my wife.
I would, too.
Yeah.
I'd probably call my kids, but amazing.
Yeah.
Is it like from? Would you prefer to go back on The Bachelor or back on The Traitors?
You couldn't pay me in gold dollars.
Oh, my God.
Okay. With like the fucking hair of Elon Musk put on
Ew.
Them. You couldn't pay me anything to go back on The Bachelor. Like, that was like. Hell.
Bad.
Yeah.
Listen, I swore off reality TV.
Yeah.
Guess what? I have a new docuseries.
Wow.
Yeah. I have a director. They're following me on my podcast tour. And it's not reality TV. It's not scripted. There's no drama. It's just me on the road.
Okay. Wow. Little old me. So meta. So it's like you're doing a podcast. You're on tour with it, but you're also filming the tour for a documentary. That is like, wow, Hollywood.
I know. When people came to me, I was like, wait, what are we doing? You want to follow me with a camera? But like, no drama? Okay.
Is there any drama that happens on tour?
It's just me kind of going through the motions of like all of these live podcasts. And can I handle the stress?
Wow. Yeah. I feel like people should do a documentary of me like saying fuck you to the patriarchy, because like anytime I go around a man, I just like explode inside.
Yeah.
And then I like can't handle it. And then I just like think about, oh, there could be people watching. So like keep it cool, Gabby. Keep it cool.
No, you'd be so good. I just keep on scrolling and I see you all the time on my For You page.
Yeah, I'm kind of the moment.
You are.
Yeah.
I'm like, who is this cutie patootie?
Well, and then I won.
You won the traitors?
I won. I'm the winner.
Girl, give it up for Gabby.
I'm a winner. I mean, I'm a winner with four. There's four winners.
Oh, okay.
But
that's weird.
Like in my house, I'm the winner.
Right.
I like to win.
How much, like, is there money involved? Like, do you get a free trip? Do you get a Nissan Optima? Like, what's the prize?
This isn't like who, you know, like this isn't a game show, but it's like,
oh,
I get, I think we split $250,000. So okay. I guess I don't want to do the math. I don't know.
Carry like, the five plus two.
Yeah, like 25,000 after taxes.
That's something.
It's really cool though, because like, I was so nervous, like, am I going to win? And then I really wanted to get married, and we did in Vegas. So
you had a Vegas wedding?
Yeah.
That is so icon.
Yeah, it really was.
Okay, well, you probably had some money left over. $25,000. How much is it to get married in Vegas?
I don't know. I don't know. But
it's
like
all about love.
Yeah, and like Robbie's like killing it. Like, she's so funny and she's like on tour, so like we're both rich, so it's like good, you know, it's like good to both be rich.
I mean, I don't recommend hooking up with a poor person.
No.
It's hard. You
or
know what I'm
like Tom Sandoval.
Oh my god. Yeah Tom to me is like the level of like Jason on Laguna Beach, just like a bad egg.
Yeah.
You just don't want to be with that, you know?
Yeah. What's your, like, you know what I want to get into? Like a branding, like, don't you have like a company?
Yeah.
Like, I want to know, like, your, like, jewelry. Like, what are you?
Uncommon James.
Yeah.
We have houseware. If you want a spatula, we have it. If you want some necklaces, we have it.
You do everything from spatulas to necklaces. That's
girl,
like,
I have range.
Wow. Yeah.
You do candles.
Candles? Yeah. I love candles.
I'll send you one.
I love them. I mean, I did burn down an apartment once, but that was a mistake.
We can all make mistakes, you guys.
Yeah.
I forgive you.
Thank you.
Yeah, we have a really good pumpkin spice one. That one's like a major seller.
All year?
All year long.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm a white lady. Like, people love that shit.
That's so crazy, though. Like, I thought pumpkin spice is, like, big in the fall.
It is, but...
But March is, like...
But also, I'm in March, too.
Wow, yeah.
Yeah, so check out my stuff.
Are you dating? Like, would you go on The Bachelor?
No,
like...
I can't.
Oh, okay.
I'm taking a second away from the peen.
Yeah.
And then I think I'll go back. But, like, right now, I'm just doing my show. I'm busy. I'm a mom. I'm cooking tortilla soup all the time. Like, I'm busy.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. That's cool.
Are you seeing kids in your future? I've got three. And I think you would be a great mom.
Yeah. I feel like I'm like a full soccer mom. Like, I could like, I mean, you know, like get me the SUV. Like, hello, like put my hair in a ponytail. Like, I haven't slept in days. Like, I have three kids. They're all out there like doing activities, like becoming musicians. Like, I feel like I see that.
Yeah, you and your wife can just be on the side of the Little League soccer league or whatever.
Yeah, they're going to be stars.
Yeah, I don't show my kids on social media, so nobody knows what they look like.
Wow.
They look like me. They don't look like Jay.
That's cool.
Yeah, so I imagine...
Do they have TikTok?
No.
Oh, okay.
They're not allowed. They're like under 13. I'm a strict mom with that.
Mm.
Yeah, I'm not about, because I was put into the show, the spotlight, when I was 16 and painted a villain. So I don't want that for my kids.
16, that's like so young. Like
I was old for my age, though. Like I was 16 going on 35.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why all the men wanted me.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
When I was on The Bachelor, they didn't even trust me to be The Bachelorette. They were like, we should have two because you're women.
That is so sexist. I hate that.
It was really messed up. Yeah. And so we had to share 30 guys. So it was like gross. So you can imagine I'm like, ew, like I could never.
No.
Yeah.
Everyone's just like making out and you're like, how was he a kisser? Like did you guys compare notes?
Like, yeah. And like, when would they ever do that with like men? They would never put two bachelors head to head and be like, go and fuck 30 women. And then you guys pick your favorite women out of these 30 and you split the tide down the middle and like you get half and you get half. They would never do that to a guy.
Has anybody ever thought about the concept of the Bachelor and Bachelorette? Like, it's fucked up.
Yeah, it's really, like, straight and just, like, you know, you're stuck in, like, a mansion and then they, like, send you to, like, Fiji, you know.
I mean, it's wild. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, what's coming up next with you? What do you got going on?
I don't know. Everyone wants me to be on their show. Like,
yeah, you're
hot. Everyone. Yeah. Like, I don't know how many podcasts I can, like, do, you know?
Yeah.
But, like, I'm going to do some. And, like, I'm, you know, traveling with Robbie and we're just, like, it, you know? We're, like, having, we're in love and we're having a great time. And, like, I love the Traitors. I don't know if I'll keep in touch, like, with all of them, but, like, the Bambies.
You know what I did see?
Yeah.
On the reunion, you guys were talking about Boston Rob, and I was like, wait, why is he so hot?
Yeah. Apparently, 40 years ago, he was, like, hot.
Oh, my God. I was like, okay, I don't like your accent, but you're freaking hot.
Yeah. Sierra, like, sent us all the clips, and we were all like, whoa. Okay, Boston Rob.
Dude was hot.
Yeah.
Still cute now.
Yeah. So are you like on tour? Like, can we catch you somewhere?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be in New York, I think next week or this week. Cool. Yeah, this week. I'm just all over the place.
Wow.
With a camera crew. And yeah, I'm hitting up New York, already did Chicago, Boston, Philly.
Yeah.
You know, all the fun cities.
Reality queen right here.
Yeah.
You were like the OG, so it's so cool to talk to you and just like, I don't know, catch up on being reality star queens.
I know.
You know, I'm kind of big right now, so.
You're the biggest.
Yeah.
Come on my live show.
Okay.
That'd be sick.
Yeah, I would love that. Yeah.
Icons only. I mean, we just had Harry Jowsey on the screen, on the stage, and then we had all my OG Laguna Beachers on in Chicago. So,
so cool.
Obviously, it's a good show.
Yeah, I'll bring a good outfit.
Please do. Show your legs.
I will. I will. I was a dancer, so yeah. All right.
Amazing. Love you guys.
So fun. We love you guys. And be a cool person and go rate and subscribe and subscribe and, you know, all the things. And
yeah,
stay hot.
Yeah.